Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Then when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had lain in the grave for 4 days already. Now Bethany was near to Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it to you. Jesus said unto her, Your brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, And I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Martha said, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who would come into the world. John chapter 11 verse 17-27. Jesus wept. And when she had so said, she went her way, and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto Jesus. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha had met him. The Jews then who were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goes unto the grave to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus, therefore, saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping who had come with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? John chapter 11 verse 28-37. Jesus always had the ear of his Father. Jesus, therefore again groaning in himself, came to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take you away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto Jesus, Lord, by this time he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Did not I say not unto you, that, if you would believe, you should see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who stand by I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me. And when he had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. John chapter 11 verse 38-44. This is really important. You have to know this. In the face of death, Jesus did not offer mere comfort. He made a staggering claim. I am the resurrection and the life. Martha believed in a future resurrection, but Jesus brought that future into the present. He revealed that resurrection is not just an event, it is a person. To believe in Jesus is to have life, even in death. To live and believe in him is to never die. Jesus wept, not because he was powerless, but because he entered fully into human sorrow. And yet, in that very grief, Jesus revealed the glory of God by calling Lazarus out of the grave with a word. Death obeyed him. The grave released its grip. Jesus showed that he always had the ear of the Father, and that his mission was not to impress the crowds, but to make them believe that God sent him. Lazarus came out of the tomb still wrapped in grave clothes, but Jesus said, Loose him, and let him go. That is what Jesus does. He calls the dead to life, and he frees the living from the bondage of death. There is no other resurrection. There is no other life. There is only Jesus. You are challenged to believe this.